Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Bonnie Kay, and welcome to the Straightwise Talk Show. This is a hard-hitting show that discusses the complexities of marriages between straight women to gay men. Each week, my guests and I discuss issues that affect over 4 million women in this country and millions more around the world who find themselves unknowingly married to a gay, bisexual, or trans man. If you have any comments you'd like to make during this broadcast, you can feel free to write to me at bonk@aol.com, and I will certainly address it with my guests. That's bonkaye@aol.com. I am so excited to have a guest tonight, and he's been one of my favorite people for years and years now, Dr. Brian Hooper. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Hey, Bonnie. I'm great and better now because I'm hanging out with you.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, Brian, you've done so much over the years to really help our women because you yourself, better than anybody, understands this whole phenomenon because you yourself have dealt with it in your therapy sessions with people. You've worked with men who have gone through their coming out issues, women who are married to gay men to try to give them some good feelings about themselves when they're going through the worst of feelings going through these marriages. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate the fact. I even get letters today, you know, at least once a month from some woman who says, how's Dr. Hooper doing? He helped me so much. And, you know, it's just amazing how many people through your words have come to understand the situation even better and have really moved along on the road to healing. And you had that wonderful ability to make people feel better. So it's been a while since you've been here. And since that time, I have a lot of new members as part of my support network. And there's some issues that just keep coming up, and I think maybe hearing from you, you know, who's a gay man who's been living your life, you know, authentically, who never tried to be who you're not, that maybe you could explain some of these issues that women don't understand. So I guess I'd like
be
to start.
Be happy to try to help.
Yeah, and I think that you can maybe articulate things better than me. So.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I'll give it my best shot.
Sure you can. But the one issue that seems to women get focused on so much is the fact that they thought they had a good marriage. They thought things were going, you know, wonderfully. Maybe sex wasn't the best, but everything else, they had their best friend with them, and they felt like all sex wears down after time. And they just can't understand after 10, 20, 30 years of marriage how all of a sudden now their husband wants, you know, to be gay. I'll put it to you that way,
right.
That's how they would phrase it. So maybe you could
that's
explain
that. That's how they'd say it, right. Right, right. Well, I believe, and this has been my clinical experience with the men that I have worked with who come to me, who are married to women, my experience has been that the day that they got married to the woman, the vast majority, I can only think of one exception, intended to be faithful to her. They were excited about the idea of being a couple, of having children together. They thought that they would simply be straight once they got married. And many of them, not all, but many of them, they had some attraction to men in the past, and they saw it as some sort of aberration and thought it would go away once they got married. And many of them were socialized in their community and in their religious upbringing to believe that being homosexual was a bad thing. And so they had no other choice than to try to suppress what they thought was inappropriate, wrong for them, maybe morally bad, and get married. And in many cases, they would still say, even when they come to me, they say, you know, she's my best friend. And they care deeply, but they can't continue to push down, to hide away, to sweep under the rug feelings that have been underlying in their entire lives. And it's often the case that men in midlife really do the work, because they say, oh my gosh, half my life is behind me. The other half is in front of me. I'm not going to live forever. I can't keep this up any longer. I have to figure out a way to resolve this. So it's not as if they make a decision, oh, I'm going to be gay. The decision they make is to be more authentic with themselves about what they have been experiencing in the background. Now it's come to the fore their entire lives.
And I do understand that, but I guess the point I don't understand, as well as maybe I should, I mean, I understand everything that you're saying is absolutely true in almost all cases, but once they feel these feelings, or once they start acting on these feelings, it seems as if, you know, the marriage is really second place to what's going on in their life on that end. And many times they feel a great resentment towards their wives, as if the wives are keeping them trapped in a marriage when they really want to get out of the marriage, or they don't have the courage to tell the wife the truth. They think they can, you know, compartmentalize and just lead two double lives. But they really start, in many cases, mistreating their wives as if she's doing something wrong. And they really, you know, once again, I always tell men, you have to do the right thing, and the right thing is to tell the truth. You know, I think women can deal with the truth better than they can deal with the punishment that their husbands give them, you know, when they feel frustrated because they're in a marriage they don't belong in to start with.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, the lower degree of development is to project onto others what's wrong in our own lives. So to blame the person, blame somebody else, and the closest person to blame is their spouse. So it's not unusual that somebody might do that they would blame their spouse for their situation. What they need to do is exactly what you're saying, which is to say, okay, I can't repress this any longer. I need to be honest with myself, and own it and live with integrity.
Well, it certainly takes a long time for men get to that point.
Well, it depends on the man. I mean, I've worked with men who've come to me and they've said, you know, I haven't acted out, but I'm not going to be able to hold it together much longer. And then I've had men come to me and they've had multiple partners outside of the marriage and they have been deceiving their wives. And, you know, I always encourage them to come clean with their wives, tell them the truth, own it, and decide, you know, what they want. And then, of course, the woman has to decide what she wants because it's not for them to decide for her. But it's very easy. I think also that something we need to talk about is men will hedge their bets. So, you know, they've got a sure thing with the woman that's been faithful to them. They're exploring out in this new way of being in the world. They don't know exactly where it's going to go. They don't know if they're going to be happy with it. So they don't always want to cut ties and tell the truth up front. And I'm not endorsing that, but I'm saying that's often what happens. And then in the midst of all of that, in the middle of it, it's often the case that then they get caught. And, you know, that's a very messy situation when that happens. Women do handle it much better when men come to them and say, listen, I haven't acted out, but I can't repress this anymore. And we need to be honest with each other and make a decision from here. They do much better with that. At least that's been my experience.
I will say for the women who don't know you, you know, as I know you, you've always been the best advocate for women because you feel the same way that we feel about these marriages. You know, you understand
Absolutely.
Them, but you also always tell men you have to be responsible and do the right thing.
That's right.
Sometimes they don't. One of the things
sometimes
that bothers
they don't,
me.
And I, yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say one of the things that bothers me the most is when a man tells me, he comes to me for help, and he says, I just want to be honest with you. He said, the gay is not the issue why this marriage is breaking up. You know, my wife has a lot of other issues. Have you heard that before?
I have not heard that of other men saying, well, they've said their wives have other issues, but they're
right.
not saying that didn't make them gay.
No, they don't think I'm gay, but they said the marriage wouldn't have lasted anyway. That's what they tell me. And I tell them that the woman you married has become a different person. She's reacting to what you do. You know, she's suspicious.
Right.
She has grounds to be. You're out there and you have a boyfriend. Why wouldn't she be suspicious?
And if you're aloof and distant and cold, don't be surprised if she responds accordingly.
But like they say, she's not the person I married. Well, I guess not. And you're not the person she married.
Well, and you're not the person she married. Exactly. Right? Exactly.
I know it's a fact of my own life that I became a totally different person when I married to my ex-husband. I mean, I was a strong woman going into that marriage, but he was a stronger man. And that had nothing to do with being gay. That was his personality disorder. But, you know, I was lumping it all together because that was my situation. But I became, you know, a person unknown to me because I was so mentally beaten down for chasing him constantly, you know, suspecting him, getting to know all the signs when he was going out to meet someone. And always check, I was my own private detective. Back then we didn't have computers, so I was always checking his pockets. You know, I was so beaten down because he was also very mentally, you know, mentally, emotionally abusing.
Abusive. Yeah, right.
Abusive. But even, like I say, the whole point was that I became somebody that I wasn't meant to be. And I feel that I really resented that he took that from me because he couldn't be honest about who he was. And so he did a lot of that gaslighting, as they call it. I call it gaylighting, you know, by telling lies, by making me think that I'm the one at fault, by making me think that I'm crazy. How could I say he's cheating, only to find out later that he was cheating very often? But, you know, a lot of men do this to their wives. They make them think they're crazy, or they say, you're the one who's not happy in the marriage. I'm fine. You know, and so there's so many, like I say, different kinds of husbands in this situation. Although there are a few that are really kind and loving and who really feel very torn by this. But a lot of them say they're torn, but then they don't act like that later on when it comes to being responsible for child support. You know, their children's feelings. But I think also what they don't understand is that we are dragged into a world that is unfamiliar to us. We are not gay people. We are straight people. And now through marriage, we are now part of the gay community when you have children, because you have two parents raising children. And, you know, things that are not part of our culture or our awareness, all of a sudden now we're being thrust into that world, not by choice, you know, but now we're there. And I think that's hard for a lot of women to accept also. What do you think on that one?
Well, of course. Of course. Well, there again, you know, there are as many lifestyles as there are people. As I've often said, you know, my parents, my straight parents had a lifestyle. And it was called chastity before marriage and fidelity after marriage. And that was their straight lifestyle. And for folks that are gay, for men who are gay, there are various lifestyles. You know, some men want to go from a faithful marriage to a woman to a faithful commitment to a man. There are other men who, you know, Katie bar the door. They just want to get out there and have all sorts of sexual experiences with many, many men. And when that happens, if they're mature, you know, they're not bringing that, parading that in front of their kids. If they're immature, then they are doing that. And that's one of those places where both parents have to sit down and talk about what are the rules going to be for how we live both of our lives in front of the kids. And if,
it's,
you
really
know, if either one of the spouses aren't willing to do that, then there's a real challenge. Yeah,
it's
hard.
And especially when, you know, children also many times are just not comfortable in that environment. You know, it's still tough having a gay father, even though society has gotten so much better than when I was younger and first involved in this. And it certainly has in many ways become much more open. You know, there's more awareness. People know gay people before you would hide being a gay person. But
it's still not
acceptable.
No, I mean, you're talking to a guy who is a therapist in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, Nashville itself is pretty liberal, but you get beyond the city limits and you go out into the country, you go up into Kentucky, because we're not very far from the border. I mentioned Kentucky. And it could be a challenge for kids whose father is gay when other kids find out. And men really do need to consider that. They need to consider that. And I'm not saying that they should live a, you know, closeted life, but they need to live a circumspect life and take into consideration how their choices after choosing to live authentically, how their choices are going to impact their kids.
It's so funny because many years ago, I guess I'm going back 25 years ago, I met a man who was a wonderful guy, you know, gay father, who really loved his son, did everything right by him. But one night we were having the dinner, the three of us, and his son was about 15 at that time. And he said, yeah, my son is really able to deal with it. I take him to the gay pride parade, you know, where he comes over with his friends. You know, I have different friends over, and he seems to be fine with it. And I looked at his son. I said, are you fine with it? He says, no, not really. He says, you know, it's really hard for me. You know, even though I love my father, you know, I have nothing against gay, but I just feel it's hard for me with this. He says, because I'm not gay. And I think especially more so with males, I have found over the years that men who have teenage boys that, you know, make them start questioning their own sexuality. You know, they don't know how to always handle it, or sometimes they're just physically not into the whole gay kind of scene, and yet they feel thrust into it because their fathers are gay. So I think these are a lot of problems
when you say the whole
today.
When you say the whole scene, what are you thinking of? What are you thinking of?
Like taking them to gay events, gay pride parades, gay social hangings.
Right.
Not with any ill intent, but, you know, just because that's what their world is now. But it doesn't necessarily mean the child is going to feel comfortable with it.
Yeah. Exactly, and that's where I think parents, gay or straight, need to be really sensitive to what's going on with the child and not only listen to what they think, but listen to what their emotions are and be responsive to those and, you know, make their choices accordingly. Yeah, because it really does depend. It's very situational. And the thing is, when gay men are coming out of marriages and they're at midlife, it's not unusual that they begin to live an adolescence that they hadn't previously lived when they should have because they were trying to be straight. And so can be big kids themselves, and that's where they really should be in therapy and processing all of these decisions, in my opinion, with a therapist or at least with another mature, thoughtful gay man as a mentor. Because they're affecting other people's lives, not just their own. Yeah.
It's funny, I have worked with a gay friend of mine who's married to another man now.
Yeah.
Who has a wonderful relationship. But he has articulated to me that when he first came out and when he first met his, now husband, that he was just so excited to be so in love with someone because he was missing so much out of his life. And when it came to certain events with the kids, he insisted that his new, at that time boyfriend, would go with him. And the kids were not always comfortable. And he said, in retrospect, looking back now, they're all very close now because they needed time to adjust to it. They needed time to first process it. They needed time to accept it. And they didn't have that time. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. That gay men have been feeling these feelings for years, right?
Right. And it's new to everybody else. And the same kind of consideration that we would expect from a straight man who divorces and gets a new girlfriend to not push that relationship on the kids, that same kind of thoughtfulness should be embraced by gay men as well. And, that's one thing to consider to maybe as a reasoning point is, would you do this if you were straight and had a new girlfriend? Probably not. It takes time for kids to adjust. One of the things I'd like to talk about, Bonnie, is the phenomenon of women who have been married to a man who has been totally charming. I mean, and courteous and thoughtful, and he's done all these, really special things and planned surprises. And then all of a sudden, he's having an affair. And the woman is completely caught off guard. And I'm sharing this because this is part of what I experience in my practice when I work with women, is this kind of phenomenon. And she said, what happened? He changed overnight. I mean, he says he loves me, but all of these things show me anything but love because it's like night and day. Where did he go? And there's often, I will inquire about his behavior. And what I often pick up on is, he's been a charming, entertaining person his entire life. And where it is indicated that, the woman's married a narcissist, I have to remind her everything is a prop in the life of a narcissist. Now, just being gay doesn't make you a narcissist, and being narcissist doesn't make you gay, but it's often the case that I've seen where gay men who are narcissistic completely leave the women overwhelmed and baffled because they were treated so well, and then all of a sudden they're dropped.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're all narcissists. I mean, I really do think that some of these men truly do love their wives to the best of their ability.
Well, that's what I said. I didn't say they were.
Yeah, I'm not sure, though, they're all narcissists because I know they're narcissists.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're not. That's right.
Oh, they're not
narcissists.
They're
not. But they're not all narcissists. But where they are, it leaves women saying, what did I do wrong? And what I want to say is, I didn't do anything wrong, right?
Exactly. But I think that there's just, like you said, a shock because you think everything's going wonderful. Like the other day I talked to a woman and I felt really so bad. You know, they're together, let's say 12 years and have two children. And she said, you know, I read your stuff. I read your newsletters. But I have to be honest with you, I don't relate to them because most of them talked about the hardships they've had through their marriages. I didn't feel that way. And she said that, you know, we're married for, you know, we're together for 12 years. And okay, so our sex life's not the best. But I assume that, you know, that's because when people stay together, you know, for a period of time, you know, the sex wears down. But, you know, she's only 30 years old, you know, so it shouldn't be wearing down that fast. But
that's right.
Yeah, her husband's a couple years older than her, but she was saying, you know, he's so sorry. You know, he loves me more than anything. He'll do anything not to lose his family, even though he was already with somebody else. You know, and so she says, well, how can I trust you? And he said, look, I swear I'm going to spend the rest of my life making this up to you. And I do hear those lines also from men when they when they're found out and they don't want to break up the family. So talk about the promises, Brian. How likely is that ever to happen?
What, that they're going to stay with the wife?
No, that they're never going to cheat on her.
Right, they're going to stay with her and they're never going to cheat. Well,
right.
You know, as we've talked about before, past behavior is the best predictor of future behavior. And so I think men who have gone beyond just thinking about how they'd like to have sex with a man and they've actually engaged in it, they just need to own the fact that they are homosexual, that they are gay. And oftentimes it's the woman who has to ramp up the courage and say, listen, you don't want to cut the ties, you're afraid, I'm going to have to do it. And because it's many cases the men don't seem to want to do it. It's not always, but in as many cases it's what happens, and the woman has to say, listen, I'm going to make this decision because one of us, it only takes one of us to leave this marriage, it takes two of us to stay. And if this is who you really are, you're not going to be satisfied staying with me. And I need to be, I need to take care of myself. You know,
I know that your famous line that you taught our women is, it's not what you signed up for. You don't have to feel bad about leaving it, right?
Right, exactly. Yep. And I have, I had a man recently I was working with, and he's never stepped out on his wife. He never has, and he's never had sex with another man in his adult life, okay? And he says, so am I gay or not? And I said, well, what I can tell you for sure is you're not exclusively heterosexual. And your wife signed up to be married to an exclusively heterosexual man. That's what I know. From everything you've told me, she did not sign up to be married to a bisexual person. So, could you two stay together? Well, that's not for you to decide alone. That's the two people have to decide that together. But when a man has acted out, in my opinion, I think there's very little chance that they're going to make it together, that he's going, because I've seen where men have made promises, I'll never cheat on you, and then they do. And they're miserable, and the wife is miserable.
And to be honest with you, I think some of them truly do in their heart when they say, I'm not going to cheat on you because I love you so much that, you know, nothing would be worth it. I really believe in my heart they mean it when they're saying it, at that point. And that if they try hard enough, the marriage will go back to where they started off. But it doesn't. You know, when you're gay, you're never going to be satisfied with a woman the whole time, right?
Right.
And I think that's what's so hard for women to understand. Maybe you could explain this also, Brian. Many women just don't understand this whole concept of gay. They're thinking that it's only about having sex with a man. And, you know, how important could sex be that they're willing to give up their whole marriage just for sex? It's not about just sex. Can you explain that?
No. What I often say to people is it's about erotic and affectional attraction? In whose arms do you feel your most authentic self? And in most cases, when I ask men that question, it's like a light bulb goes on and they go, oh, yeah, it just feels more like the world fits together right when I'm with a man than when I'm with a woman. It doesn't mean that they can't perform and have sex. Doesn't mean that they didn't care for their wife, okay? But it's that they don't feel their most authentic selves when they're with her, and they do with a man.
And it's not just sexual, though, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's affectional as well as erotic.
But
it's what makes them feel that they're living with integrity, and it's not about genital sex. It's about feeling connected and grounded.
Well, I think that's very true, but I just think it's hard for women to understand this because they had their best friend, they had their partner, they went on vacations, they had friends, they had group activities.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, one day, it's like something just happened and alien from the outer space came, grabbed their husband, reoriented him, and now he's a totally different man who's not interested in you. And that's how they feel.
I'm also thinking of a client I had in the past. He's doing great. He came from a very fundamentalist Christian background, and did his wife. He never had sex with a man before marriage. He was faithful to her, but he realized he was sexually attracted to men, that and went through depression because of that, and finally came out to his wife and said, this is who I am, you know, and I can't pretend it's something else, and I love you. And it was earth-shattering for him as well as for her, because he didn't want to give up the marriage, because he really cared for her. She was his best friend too, but integrity required him to tell her the truth. And they decided to divorce. They had two sons together, and they actually were able to maintain a very positive friendship, and they still take their boys on vacation together. And, you know, he talks about who he's dating and she talks about who she's dating, and they're still able to do that with each other. And that's not, doesn't always happen, but sometimes it does happen.
Yes, it does. I mean, even with my ex-husband, who was really a sociopathic narcissist on top of it all, I felt we could still get along with the kids. You know, I wanted them to have a sense of family. No, not everybody can do that, and I certainly understand, you know, if you can't, that's fine. But, you know, for us, it works. I mean, for a few couples I know, it does work. You know, you can still maintain a sense of family, even if you're not living together, involved, you know, on that level. You know, and hopefully those parents can participate in a positive way in raising their parents and their children, because to me, that's the most important thing here. What's in the best interest of the child? And I always tell parents, don't feel bad because your kids want to be with their dad. That's a positive thing. You know, children need the love of two parents whenever possible, because that's what life is about, feeling that sense of security. And I think that's why so many gay men just stay too long. You know, they're so afraid what's going to happen with the children. That's their biggest concern when they talk to me. And, you know, my kids won't love me anymore, or my kids are going to, you know, hate me when they find out. And I always explain to them, if you're a good father, they're not going to care. You know, it may be inconvenient, it may be uncomfortable for a while, but they're not looking about your sexuality. They're looking to see if you're there for them like a dad needs to be. Would you say that's pretty much true?
Absolutely. What kids want to know is, do you still love me? And is my world going to be completely turned upside down? If the kids know I am loved and I'm accepted by dad, I'm loved and I'm accepted by mom, They are there for me. They're my stability, and they're not going to turn my world upside down. They'll be fine. Be honest with your children. Don't hide
it
from them.
Yeah, well, you know what?
They don't.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, remember, children deserve information that's congruent with their developmental level. And, straight parents don't talk to their teenage kids about their sex lives. And a gay father shouldn't be doing that either. It's not their business. But what I'm saying is just be honest. Hey, this is what's going on. We married with good intent. We still care about each other. But I can't hide this from myself anymore. And I need to live with honesty. We all should live with honesty. And they teach a very powerful lesson by doing that. I'm thinking of one gentleman I worked with. His kids knew before he ever told them.
Uh-huh.
And, it was shortly thereafter where one cracked a joke at the breakfast room table, indicating his comfort with having a gay father.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it should
so,
be.
Yeah. We need to consider what's the personality of the kid and the situation where they're living and all of that as well.
I just got an email from somebody who's listening to us right now. She asked if I could ask you a question. And this
sure.
is from Lisa. And she says, my husband claims he had no clue he had gay attractions when he married me. I can't believe that. Is it true? That was the question.
Yeah. So, I have to take people at their word. It's usually the case that there's been something there before that's been buried and repressed. We're all very good, straight, gay, whatever. We're all very good at deceiving ourselves and engaging in denial about many, many things in life. But what I can tell you, what I can say with certainty is that he didn't at one point say, oh, you know what? I think it'd be really cool to be gay, so I'm now going to be gay.
Uh-huh.
It was something that came up within him, and that's really what matters, is what's going on in him now, not what was going on that we can't even detect back when he got married. As I said, very few men knowingly intend to deceive their wives. I would say most know that there was some attraction to men, but they tried to sweep it under the carpet and not pay attention to it themselves. And the more highly defended people are, the easier it is to deceive themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, I
what
often
do you think
say
about
that,
that
they're not
What's
only
your
trying
experience?
To fool, they're not trying to fool us. They're trying to fool not only themselves, but Mother Nature. And they truly believe that if they can perform as a heterosexual man, if they can love their wife, love their children, then whatever these feelings are, they're either going to go away or they'll be able to control it if they don't go away. Because they don't want anything
really
to
well
happen.
Said.
Hmm?
I think that's really well said. I mean, people can engage in denial without even hardly recognizing they're engaging in denial.
Mm-hmm.
They can't, in fact, they don't want to. It's to make it conscious that I'm engaging in denial is no longer to be engaging in denial.
Well, that part is true too. But I really believe that these men are hoping that they're not going to be gay. You know, there's a way out. And this is not, certainly nothing against gay people, but, it's a hard life for a lot of people. Not everybody can be open. Not everybody could be authentic. And there are people who just feel that they can, it's not an intentional, I'm trying to fool you. It's I'm trying, I say, just to not be gay. And so you can't stop
I think
it
what
anymore.
You said about, I think about what you say about deceiving themselves and trying to deceive Mother Nature, and all of that is quite unconscious.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You know, I think they feel if you hide it enough, you press it down, it's going to go away. That nothing's stronger
right.
than my love for my wife and my family, that nothing can take away that feeling, and that these other feelings that I'm having, you know, they're just going to have to go away. They don't deal with
right.
it. They're not going for therapy for it. They're just hoping against hope
nope.
that it's just going to happen.
There you go.
Until they finally
hoping
meet somebody
hope.
Who... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't
yep.
really hear from them until they're already involved with somebody in 95% of the cases. I've only had maybe five men in 35 years come to me who claim that they haven't acted on anything. And I believe them
mm-hmm.
because I can usually tell.
Yeah.
But, you know,
right.
95% of all men who come to me, they come to me when they're looking how's the best way to get out of my marriage with doing the least amount of damage. And that's
right.
fine. You know,
exactly.
they're getting out of marriage,
yep.
but the point is that they have to be honest about why the marriage is ending. Not tell the wife, well, you have problems, I have problems, and we're not going to resolve these problems, and not tell her the real reason. It's because he's gay.
Right. They need to do that out of respect for the wife. They also need
mm-hmm.
to do it for their own self-respect and self-esteem and authenticity and mental health. They need to tell what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And sometimes I'm really successful in doing that, but sometimes I just can't make headway. You know, I
yeah.
say to the man, you just can't say the marriage is over because of this reason, you did this, I did that. You have to tell her the truth. You know,
right,
women
exactly.
suffer
she deserves
so much
truth.
when they don't know what's going on. Like when a husband tells his wife, I'm not having sex with you because your body smells. You know how that dehumanizes
yeah.
someone? And I tell my gay men, would you like it if you have a partner, you finally fell in love and found the partner, your soulmate in life, and you love him so much and you're so happy you met him now, and he said to you after a few times, you know, when you're with him, please don't be touching me because you smell. How would that make you feel?
Yep.
And maybe
yep.
it has nothing
yep.
to do with the truth, but, you know, maybe he's looking for somebody else. But just putting those words in somebody's head will traumatize them for years to come. Or when
Absolutely.
You say you're so boring in bed, that's why I'm not having sex with you. What
right.
that does to
yep.
a woman, it takes away her whole sense of the feminine spirit. And it really damages her, Brian, for future relationships. Not knowing
sure.
if somebody's going to come up with the same thing. Not realizing that her gay husband doesn't like the way she smells because she's a woman. But he can't be honest
right.
and just tell the truth because I'm a gay man.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think the men realize
women...
the internal damage. Go ahead.
Right. That's right. And how many women have been socialized to think it's their job to take care of everybody else's feelings? And so then you add
uh-huh.
that kind of nonsense on top of that. They've been
uh-huh.
set up. Yeah.
Set up to fail.
Right. Right.
And that's why I think these marriages
what?
Take
what?
Longer than other marriages to heal. Because there's so much emotional
right.
damage that's done. Because when a gay husband can't admit that the reason the marriage is failing is because he's gay, that's the first problem.
Right.
You know, that is the issue. You know, it's not like other people have communication problems or you have financial problems. This is who I am problems. I'm not telling the truth about it so that you keep blaming your wife for the failures that you can't control. And that's what I think
right.
upsets women the most.
Yeah.
So, do you have any good suggestions for healing from this?
Well, it's like, where do we begin with the effects of the trauma? So,
mm-hmm.
when the first thing to remember in trauma is that it's normal to feel abnormal. So to be, first of all, very patient with oneself when this kind of thing happens. I mean, I'm thinking of various different women I've worked with that they feel they're going a little crazy trying to figure everything out, and they and they keep racking their heads to figure out what they've done wrong, okay? And what I keep reminding them is they haven't done anything wrong, that they're not going to find the answer out there someplace to make them whole. They've got to go in and work on their own self-care, their relationship with themselves. Many of them suffer from perseverating thoughts. They keep thinking. It wakes them up at 3 a.m. in the morning, thinking, as if they can come to something in their heads which will give them the answer. And the answer is, I'm thinking one particular case, he purposely deceived you. He lied to you. It's not because there was something inherently wrong with you that he did what he did. This is who he is. The hardest thing is accepting that this is who he now is. And you're not going to change anything by thinking about it more. The thoughts you have need now to be focused on how do you take care of and protect yourself. And this is in the case of a man who's not behaving in a mature, responsible kind of way. In terms of the anxiety that people often have, I always teach people mindfulness breathing, how to come back into their bodies, to get back into their breath, to notice their thoughts and detach from them and come back to the breath and practice that over and over, because it is truly self-soothing. If anybody wants my outline on how to do that, they can send an email to Brian at drbrianhooper.com. And I will send them an attachment that has my mindfulness breathing protocol. It explains a little bit about how behavioral and cognitive therapy tie into mindfulness breathing and meditation. Go to a yoga studio that practices breath work and learn how to come back into your body and treasure your own body, because it kind of feels like when this trauma happens, we're a bug that's been stepped on and everything inside of us gets scattered out and we need to regroup and pull ourselves back together again. And that takes great patience and self-empathy and kindness. So when we need to weep, it's okay to weep. You know, we don't have to be strong 24/7. Yeah. So this is just a few ideas to start.
I'm just wondering also your opinion. When you're living with somebody who's not living an authentic life, you know, he's lying every single day of their lives about who they are.
Yeah.
You think that just becomes a pattern of way of just continuing life and trying to, I don't know, I just feel like it's always going, the lies just seem to get bigger and better when somebody can't be honest with themselves. With you.
Yeah, well, the more people lie, the easier it is for them to lie, and the more they begin to believe their own lies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's kind of standard for people in general, right? Straight or gay.
Yeah, standard for people in general.
Right.
And, you know, I want to say to the women, if your intuition is telling you there's something that's off, there's something that's not right, don't deny your intuition. Trust it. And don't feel ashamed that you've done or need to do some investigation work. It's part of how you take care of yourself.
And I think that self-care is an important part of healing. But I
also
feel that women are so damaged from these marriages that the best thing is to first try to get help for yourself, which is why I'm so glad that you're a resource for women who need therapy, not only in person but also online or by phone, because there's so few people who understand this experience that, you know, they have to first go through so many other obstacles, because a lot of therapists are just not familiar with this situation. Would you agree with that?
Here's a horror story. This is the worst horror story I've ever heard. One of my female clients said to me, she went to the therapist that she and her husband saw occasionally. And this therapist saw her individually as well. And the therapist said to her, when he started with, well, I need to figure this out. Maybe I'm bi, maybe I'm gay. I'm trying to figure this out. The therapist said to her, well, you just need to stuff your own feelings and be empathetic towards him. Absolute horror story.
Mm-hmm. But we hear it again and again from, you know, people who either have their own prejudices. You know, I had a young lady one time who, she spent, I can't even begin to tell you, maybe $30,000-$40,000 on a legal case because her ex-husband was just trying to take everything from her. And she went to a lawyer, and she heard the same thing like you're saying, and, you know, this is from a lawyer, saying, look, you know, he should be a little more empathetic towards him. You know, he has a struggle coming out. You know, it's so hard being gay in society today that, you know, maybe you were married to him, you could understand a little bit how hard it is, try to be a little kinder to him. And she was so upset when she came home. Like, once again, you're not only injured going through this, then you're re-banged all over again by people who have no idea what's even going on. And that's why I say, if you find somebody like you who understands everything, you know, for our women who need to move on, because some of them, you are stuck. I understand that. I was stuck for years. And sometimes you just need the right therapist. So tell them how they can get to
help,
Brian.
You can look me up and reach out to me through my website, which is www.drbrianhooper.com. And my phone number's there, my email's there. You can find me that way. You know, the other thing, Bonnie, I'm thinking about with the same client I was just mentioning to you, who's therapist had said, well, you just need to be more empathetic towards him. She observed, and you and I have talked about this before, all of his friends are going, oh, this is so great. You're being your authentic self. This is wonderful. And yeah, great. I will say the same thing. Be your authentic self. Congratulations. But here's the person now who's left behind. And she says, I'm getting nothing from anybody. And you've talked about how many times you've experienced that too. And I want to say, you know, both. Yes, I'm happy when men are their authentic selves and they do the right thing and they do it with integrity and kindness. That's wonderful. Good for you. And, oh, by the way, I need to also look at the woman and say, I can only imagine how challenging this is for you, and I'm here for you too. I was a friend of both of you before, and I'm going to be a friend for you now that you're going through this. What can I do to help? What can I do to continue to be your friend? But women oftentimes don't get that.
No, not only that, but then they had couple friends and stuff. They get alienated from them, or they'll say, oh, well, your husband's still such a great guy. We still want to be friends with him, but not you. Or they don't get support from their in-laws. Many times the in-laws just cut them dead, you know, as if they're to blame that their, you know, sons are now gay. You know, that hurts most of all because some of these women thought that their in-laws were their family. And now their children aren't going to see them. They don't talk to the kids, any grandkids anymore. And I could never quite understand that thinking. Like, how do you let loose on your say goodbye to your grandkids because your son is leaving his wife?
Don't know.
But it happens really often, surprisingly. Surprisingly, it happens very often.
All right. And sometimes the parents of the husband are all continuing to engage in denial themselves, so they blame the wife for the problem. Find a scapegoat. You know, that's human nature, right? Find a scapegoat.
I think that's true. In fact, I've had women who have been told by their mother-in-laws that, you know, if you would have tried to be a better wife, you know, this probably wouldn't have happened. that, you know, when he married you, even if he had those attractions, he was suppressing them. The fact that he has to act on them, well, then you must have been denying him something as a wife.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, let us both be clear. That's not the truth.
Exactly.
Yep. We're standing together, shoulder to shoulder. Bonnie and I are telling you, if your mother-in-law tells you you're the problem, that's not the truth. You're not the problem.
Right. How about the issue, Brian? Maybe you can just address this before our time's up. Okay, so now your husband's gay. Now you have to deal with it. And, you know, he has a support network. You have none. And he's telling you, I don't want you discussing this with anybody. You know, you know, I don't want you telling anybody. I say to women that, you know.
Yeah.
Huh?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, you go. No, I was just saying, I tell women that it's such a secret to keep. You know, if he wants to keep a secret, fine. But that doesn't cut. I mean, I'm not saying go out and announce it to the world. But you need your own support network. If you want to tell your family, fine. You want to tell your friends, fine. I'm not saying to tell them to damage him. I'm just telling them because you're going to need support. And yet he says, if you tell anybody, I'm going to do this and that. No, you don't have that right. You have to just let her live her truth, just like you're living your truth, right?
That's right. That is exactly right. The no-talk rule is the talk of dysfunctional families. It's the talk of addiction. It's the talk of inauthenticity and immaturity. There may be occasions where husband and wife together decide, as they're divorcing, they're not going to be letting, you know, some aspects of the community know to protect their kids for a while or something. That makes sense.
Right.
But where he tries to dominate her and say, you can't say anything, that's really crazy making for her. It is her experience, so she gets to tell what her experience is.
Well, at least a way, you know, validating to the woman to be able, when people say, why are you getting a divorce, not to say, well, we both had differences. That's not what the divorce is about.
Right, no.
You know,
no, right.
She has
the
right to tell why you're getting divorced. You know, don't take away little piece of dignity she has left, right?
That's right, exactly.
So I can't believe we're coming to the end of our time, but we are. And I want to thank you
so much
for explaining so many of these issues that, you know, are so hard for women to understand. And I truly, you know, hope that women feel healed somewhat by listening to your words, because they always make me feel so much better.
I hope so, and I'm grateful to be able to be a support. You know, I care very much about the gay men that come to me and their pain and all of that, and want to help them be whole. But I also very much care about the women at home that I never meet. I always try to encourage them to live with authenticity and integrity, to do the right thing. And I care very much about the women who seek me out as well and want some support. I'm not here to bash the men, but I am here to help them take care of themselves and achieve some healing as they go forward. Just be empathetic with yourselves, ladies. Be kind to yourselves. Be gentle. Be patient. Healing takes as long as it takes.
I also want to mention before we go that if you have a husband who's struggling, Brian is the best person you can send him to. Because once again, he can do counseling by phone, by Skype, by in person if you're in the Nashville area. But definitely, he can do it by phone. You know, and it's amazing how a session or two with Brian, I've seen men turn around, deal with who they are, and do the right thing. So, you know, if you need a therapist, Brian's wonderful. He'll always make you feel better. But if you need your husband to go to one, you can tell him you have the right therapist for him who will really help him deal with what these issues are. So, Brian, thanks again. I will be talking to you soon, and hopefully you'll visit us again this year to discuss more issues.
I look forward to it, Bonnie. All right.
All right.
Well.
Love to all of our listeners. Happy Valentine's Day to all of our women who are having struggling through this time. But guess what? Life will get better, and that's a promise. All right. Good night to everybody, and love to all of our women and men. Good night now. Good night, Brian.
Good night. Good night.